This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden hoping Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's apparent death will spur Congress into approving more aid for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is among Western officials and Kremlin critics blaming Vladimir Putin's government for opposition activist Alexei Navalny's death in prison. Here at the White House,
what has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality.
While the president stopped short of calling it an assassination,
Alexei Navalny, очевидно, він убитий Путіним.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky said it's obvious who killed Navalny, adding Putin doesn't care who dies, only that he stays in power. Zelensky spoke in Berlin alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz,
Navalny getroffen hier in Berlin,
who says it appears Navalny paid for his courage with his life in what European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says is a grim reminder of what the Putin regime is all about.
Putin fears nothing more than the dissent from his own people.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has signed a bilateral security agreement with France. It comes hours after he officialized a similar deal with Germany on Friday. It is a signal of long-term support for Kyiv, as long-term support as Kyiv works to shore up Western support nearly 2 years after Russia launched its full-scale war. Zelensky met in Berlin with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who said Berlin is providing another 1.1 billion euro package of military aid. He then met with French President Emmanuel Macron, who said France is providing an additional package worth 3 billion euros. Ukraine signed last month its first such bilateral agreement with the UK. Macron said he would travel to Ukraine by mid-March. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com,